If you've been thinking about launching a podcast, but you keep asking yourself, how will this actually make me money? This podcast episode was made for you. I'm going to be completely honest with you because I used to think that if I just kept showing up consistently and putting out valuable content and putting a call to action that was to my main offer, that the money would follow. But after 3 years of podcasting, I realized that I was making some pretty major mistakes that were keeping my podcast from actually converting listeners into clients. And I get it because I have literally made some of the mistakes that I'm about to share with you here. For a long time, I was recording episodes that were helpful and valuable, but they weren't actually leading my listener anywhere. So in this episode, I'm breaking down the three key strategies that every single podcast needs to attract clients and sell your offer on autopilot. I'm going to help you understand that your podcast is the vehicle that drives people to your offer, because when your podcast is designed from the start to attract the right listener and guide them towards your offer, that's when it truly becomes a sales machine. So if you're wondering how to make money with your podcast using the products and services that you already sell, or if you're tired of recording episodes that feel like they're not moving the needle, my friend, you are in the right place. You are listening to the Moms Who Podcast show, where you will learn how to launch, grow, and make sales from your podcast as a busy mom. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist who has helped hundreds of women use their podcast to grow their online business. Before we get into the episode, if you are ready to finally launch your podcast, but feel overwhelmed by all of the tech, the strategy, and the setup that's involved, that is exactly what I do and what I can help you with. If you want to skip the confusion and avoid the common mistakes that keep most podcasts from attracting clients and launch strategically with a clear plan that connects your message to your offers so that you can start building your audience and generating leads from day one without wasting months figuring it out on your own, head to the show notes and click on the podcast launch services link to learn more. This is actually my very first repurposed from YouTube podcast. So what that means is I completely filmed this on video for YouTube, and then I recorded a separate intro that you just heard. And I'm super excited about that because instead of creating a brand new episode for this week on the podcast, I'm repurposing the content that I already have, which is so valuable and saves me so much time. If you haven't already, please go follow me over on YouTube. I'm at Pamela Krista. The link is also in the show notes to follow me over on YouTube. So here's what I see all the time. Women who are running an online business, who have an amazing offer, who are so passionate about what they do, and they decide that they want to launch a podcast, but they're treating it like a content machine instead of the powerful sales tool that it could be. And so they're launching their podcast, they're doing all of the things, and they're so excited, but also they're overwhelmed. And overall, they're just wondering how their podcast is actually going to make them money. Because believe it or not, there's actually so many ways that you can make money from your podcast. The number one way that I love making money with my podcast, and what I love helping other women do, is making money by selling the things that you already sell. So yes, this means that we're not worrying about sponsorships or ads or even affiliate links, but rather selling something that you created. But here's the truth. If your podcast is not built with a clear strategy, it's really easy to fall into the trap of recording episodes for your podcast that don't actually move the needle. But when your podcast is actually designed from the start to attract your ideal listeners and guide them to your offers, that's when it truly becomes a sales machine right inside the online business that you've already created. Because before you start writing out your podcast episode ideas, before you go and figure out what microphone you should use, and before you go out and research different podcast hosting platforms, we got to start with the bigger picture. And there's a few key things that you got to do first. So let's break it down. Number one, know your dream podcast listener. You cannot attract your first client on your podcast or your next client on your podcast if you don't know who she is. So it is imperative that you know exactly who you're talking to. This is arguably the most important thing that you can do, because if your podcast is too general and too broad, and if your podcast is talking to everyone, I promise that unfortunately, you are really going to reach next to no one. And I'm not talking about the download numbers. I'm talking about podcasting for dollars and not podcasting for downloads. And I know that that might be hard to hear, because a lot of people talk about podcast downloads and a lot of people associate podcast growth with podcast downloads. But I'm here to break the mold on that, because you do not need millions or even thousands of podcast downloads to book a client. You need the right message targeting the right people with the right offer. And me saying to know your podcast listener might be a little bit hard to hear, because if you're anything like me, you probably have a bunch of ideas. And trust me, if I could, I would probably have about 6 different podcasts on different topics, because there's no way that I could talk about all the things that I'm interested in on one podcast. It just wouldn't go anywhere. Nobody would listen. And it would pretty much be a hobby at that point. And having a podcast with all those different things in it wouldn't really work that well, because we're not here to have a hobby podcast. We're here to actually make money as a small business owner. So if your podcast is too generic and too broad, then you are not building trust with somebody specific. And if you are not building trust with somebody specific, your podcast listeners are not going to feel like you're talking to them. And if your podcast listeners don't feel like you're actually talking to them, then there is a good chance that they're not going to buy your offer. So let me give you a clear example of this. Full disclosure, I have been a podcast strategist and a podcast manager for the past 3 years, and I have always known that my audience was busy moms. I myself am a mom of 5. So it's always been really important to me to reach those listeners through my podcast and through my content. But the truth is, I never really had a person in mind. That has always been a struggle for me. And so what I ended up doing was I actually created my ideal YouTube viewer and my ideal podcast listener. I went all out. I gave her a name. I gave her a business identity. I know how many kids she has. I know what her goals are. I know what she's trying to do through her podcast. And so now, with every single YouTube video that I create, with every single podcast episode that I record, I'm speaking directly to her. And so her name is Ariel Blue. And yes, she's named after the Little Mermaid. And Ariel is a mom of 4. And she sells her offer through her podcast. She is a confidence stylist. So she specifically helps women reorganize their closets, get more confident after having kids, and sells her virtual consultations through her podcast. So the bottom line is, if you know who your podcast listener is, your podcast becomes binge-worthy. And trust me, my friend, this is a step that you absolutely don't want to miss. It took me years to implement this, and I wholeheartedly wish that I would have done it sooner. If you want more tips on how to create your ideal podcast listener, make sure that you subscribe, because I'm going to be covering that a lot. It's actually a part of the core framework that I teach. Number 2, recording podcast episodes that actually sell your offer. Now, this one might be the hardest one, because I have worked with hundreds of clients over the past few years, and we all love to just create episodes about things that are on our heart, on our mind, myself included. And when you do that, you are missing the opportunity to attach a sale to your podcast episode. This is where most podcasters get stuck. You want to make sure that you're not falling in the trap of recording episode after episode of things that are helpful and valuable, but they don't actually lead anybody to your offer. This part right here is all about your message, what you're saying and how you're saying it. Because the right message, it builds trust. And trust is what makes somebody want to buy from you. So many podcasters, and I'm including myself in this category, I have done this as well. We record episodes and we give away tips and value, but never actually connect it to the problem that we solve. I was literally the poster child for this. I talked about what I did, but my episodes didn't lead to that naturally, meaning I wasn't actually connecting the dots between the content in my podcast episodes and how somebody could actually work with me. And that right there, that's the key. We don't want to record and publish podcast episodes to just fill up the feed. We want to record podcast episodes that lead our listener straight to our offer. So let's take my ideal viewer and ideal podcast listener, Ariel Blue, as a clear example of this. So Ariel Blue is a confidence stylist, and she helps moms rediscover their style through virtual closet refreshes and personalized style guides. So on Ariel's podcast, she should not focus her energy and her time on recording episodes about general mom hacks or life as a busy mom of four or even meal planning. Yes, her audience might like that content. They might find it valuable. Some of her audience might actually really love that side of her content. But those episodes aren't going to lead her listeners naturally to the offer that she provides. Instead, Ariel should focus on recording episodes that naturally lead back to her offer so that she can support herself, her family, and her business. Ariel should focus on recording episodes like how to stop dressing for the body that you had 5 years ago, or how to feel confident in your body without buying new clothes, or how to finally define your personal style after becoming a mom. So you see, every single podcast episode that you record, it plants a seed, a belief, a shift, a little nudge toward working with you. I've recently heard this described as taking somebody from point A and making all of your content and all of your podcast episodes about that, moving them towards point B, which is the problem that you solve, and the natural next step, ultimately leading them to working with you. Number three, having an aligned offer. This is what brings everything full circle. Once you know exactly who you're talking to and you're recording podcast episodes for that specific person, your offer should be the natural next step to solve their problem. Once your podcast is designed and set up to build trust around the offer that you provide as the solution, your podcast will start selling for you without you feeling like you need to do a hard pitch in every single episode. Because it should happen naturally. Your listeners should feel like, wow, that is exactly what I needed. And this person has this specific thing that's going to help me solve this problem. At a podcast conference that I attended earlier this year, somebody said something that stuck with me. Your podcast is the vehicle. It is not the destination. Meaning, our podcast is there, yes, to nurture, yes, to educate, yes, to support and give value. But if your goal is to make money from your podcast with the products and services that you provide, your podcast is just the vehicle. Your offer and what you provide is the destination. And when your podcast as a whole supports that destination, your podcast, it becomes a magnet. It becomes totally binge-worthy, and it becomes something that works around the clock for you while you're on vacation, while you're sleeping, while you're out playing outside with your kids, while you're on a call with a client, while you're out on a date with your husband. It happens when you're not even expecting it. And trust me, that's the coolest thing when somebody reaches out via email or over on Instagram DMs or wherever, and they're like, oh my gosh, your episode was so helpful and I am so interested in what you're doing and I'm so excited to work with you. Those are the best messages ever. And that's what happens when you are intentional with your podcast. And your dream listener, they might not buy right away, but if you keep nurturing them and providing podcast episodes that solve that problem, that are naturally leading to what you do and how you can help them, ultimately at some point, they're going to end up working with you. So let's do a quick recap. Number one, know your dream podcast listener. Number two, record episodes that actually lead to your offer. And number three, have an aligned offer that solves the problem that your listener has. Because when even one of these things is missing from your podcast strategy, podcasting can feel like a lot of effort with very little reward. That is exactly why I love what I do. I help women launch their podcast so that they can attract their dream clients and sell their offer right on their podcast. And if you're like, Pamela, that sounds great, but I need a little bit of help and I would really like support in this, then I would love to work with you. I would love to support you. Head to the show notes and click on the podcast launch services link to learn more. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.